Gemara says in the top of Daf Nivav Melalf, Man Tana Babayis Rabbis is a Yetzia, Babayis Rabbis is a Aliyah. Who is the Tana that says Babayis is being Marbid Yetzia and Aliyah? Rav Chisra Amerhi, it's going like Rav Meir. So the Girsa we have in the Gemara is the Babayis is coming to be Marba the Yetzia and being Marba the Aliyah. The Ran brings down from Taisvis that he says that this Girsa is Shver because in the Taisk Hadim it says the opposite. It says Bekiris Abayis Veloy Bekiris Yetzia. Sounds like that the Bayis is coming to be Mamayit Yetzia, not to be Marbit. And therefore, it doesn't make sense, our gear said that Babayis is being marbed the Yetziah. And therefore, Zach Duran, he says, Afika chasav av Moshe berb shneir, zal de lo gersin hachi Yetziah, ala tzavua. Klemmer, Babayis tzavua, bemina tzavainim. So it brings down for Moshe berb shneir that the proper gear over here is not Babayis la rabbis it's ha Yetziah, but Babayis la rabbis is tzavua, a bias which is color. And that's what the round brings down, b'shem this reshine. Now, there's a marshal, the marshal in the Yamshal Shalem again, pegged out some chavav. He's talking about the different Shemas Lagabe Gittin, and he tries to be Mavar the origin of the name Shneir. Where does this name Shneir come from? And he says an interesting thing. He says that there is a Maisa in his days that there was a husband and wife had a baby, and they're having a Machlaikis whose parent should they name after. The father wanted to name after his father, the husband wanted to name after his father, the wife wanted to name after her father, and they're having a Machlaikis. So the husband's father's name was Meir. The wife's father's name was Uri. And the Machlokes one was, should they call him Meir or Ari? And therefore, to make Shalom, they decided to call him Shneir. Shneir means Shneir, the two lights, which is a remez both to Meir and Ari. And that was the name that was chosen as a pshara because of this mice. And that's the origin of the name Shneir, because of that mice that happened in the days of the Yamshel Shleimer. So that's what he says, the Yamshel Shleimer. But the Chidon, the Shem HaGdailim, in the Mareches Gedailim, all the way at the end of the Kunchus Achen, and then the letter Shin, he says that from the Rishonim, it's not like that, because you see that you already have this name Shneir from the days of the Rishonim. He brings the Rabbeinu Yonah quite a things, B'Shem, Reb Shneir, other Rabbanim also, you find in the Rishonim, the name was Shneir. And therefore he says that it's not Mastaber that this happened because of that Maisa that the Marshal mentioned, but obviously it was already an earlier name from the days of the Rishonim. And he says maybe the name was already Ba'ilam, they just chose that name because it has within it these two Iris, but not that they're in Mechadish that name, because of that Maisa, but the name must have been Nischadish for some other reason. And the Chayav from the Ran over here can bring a ride to the Chidah, because the Ran over here quotes Upshat and Legabi, this Teres Kahanim, that your Gaius Babayas Rabbis is Sayyidziah, he quotes it from Rav Moshe ber Rav Shneir. So you see already clearly there was a Rishon by the name of Rav Shneir, and it could not have been Nischadish because of this Maisa with the Yamshel Shleimer. And I just want to be assigned with an interesting thing that in it's Yadu in Chabad, the name Shneir is a very famous name, Shneirson, Al Shem Di Baal Tanya, whose name was Rav Shneir Zalman. And in Chabad, there are different Messiahs where this name came from, and they say that it's being Meramas to two Iris, the Ar Yashar and the Ar Chayzer, the Ar of Nigla, the Ar of Chasidus, different reasons why there's two Iris in his name, because he represented two different Iris, two different Gilim, that is Megala, two different types of Ar. So there's different Muslim that are given, but again, Lachar, you see that this name Shneir came way before that. That's already a name from the Rishonim, either the Yamshel Shleimer's time, or it's already before that from the Rishonim. So you have to say a similar thing, that the name is already Ba'ilam for whatever reason. It happened either because of the Yamshel Shleimer, because of what the Chidah says, but the fact that Baal Tanya had that name, they felt was a remez to these two Iris as well, but not that that was the origin of the name, because clearly it was a name that already was around before.